There you are, 7:39. So let's say that you're a guy who's forgetting to silence his phone. I mean, in fact, I was doing an interview earlier this week, and just as I was getting ready to do it, my phone, I have a droid, and so it droids you.
Oh, I hate that.
Happens. I know.
Droid.
And the guy I was interviewing going, what was that? I said, that's my phone. So I silenced it as we began the interview. But let's say that you're that guy who forgets to silence his phone in church or the movie theater. Well, so here we go. We got a solution for you. The website Reddit has suggested this. Make your ringtone sound a cough. Huh? Yeah. And I'm not, you know, I don't know how a cough is going to sound coming through that little one-inch speaker right there. I don't think it's going to be or something like that. Strange, but nonetheless, it doesn't come out as something else.
That's absolutely brilliant.
You like that idea?
I love that.
That's why you listen. So you know that kind of stuff.
But the funny thing is, somebody would look at you and go, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Your pants are coughing.
There you are.
Oh, gosh.
Very nice. Now, or the other thing that they suggest, you could do a sneeze, or you could do the sound of a quarter dropping on the floor.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So
I like that.
Just some things to think about there, because otherwise, because, you know, there's nothing like being in a meeting, you get, pick up the phone, dummy, or something like whatever. Well, but again, people use some really unusual things
they
sometimes
sure
for their ringtones. And so as a result, you know.
See, this is not at all where I thought you were going. When you brought up this subject, I thought you were going to talk about, there is a video out there, and it's of a classic concert. This gentleman is on this very fancy violin, and he's playing this song, and then someone's phone does the beep 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 beep, and so you think he's just going to keep going, but then he plays the ringtone and he's like, turn off your phone, like right in the middle of this concert.
Good, I thought that was awesome. Good for him. All right, so the other day we're talking candied corn, remember that?
Yes. Delicious.
Are you ready for this?
No.
Okay. And, well, it's funny because I saw Rick the Oreo guy the other day at a local grocery-torium, and we were chatting because they have a lemon-flavored Oreo apparently out there.
Sometime. Wow.
Yeah, I would like that.
That sounds kind of interesting.
It is an interesting mix, like lemonade and chocolate cake.
Yeah, well, this one, no, this was a white Oreo. It was not a dark Oreo, it was a white Oreo. So.
Okay.
This one, not so much. And I appreciate the fact that Oreo trying to extend the brand. I mean, you know, you want to try that. And the colors during the holidays are fine. Okay, coming out Monday will be limited edition candy corn Oreos.
Ugh.
It'll have the orange and the yellow filling. In other words, split orange on one side.
Ugh.
I'm going to dunk that in some chocolate milk.
Oh,
I knew you would groan.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
Okay, well, how about strawberry milk?
Yeah, well, again, that makes it even better. Yeah, so, I mean, we do the all chocolate, got the all vanilla versions, got the Halloween version, the cool mint version, the happy birthday. Very nice.
I didn't silence my phone.
Thank you.
But will y'all excuse me for a second?
All right, go ahead. Yeah, you could, sure. I mean, you know, he could have done the sound of a quarter dropping. But they, you know, or you could do like the York peppermint patty flavored Klondike bars. I mean, there are a whole lot of things that you could do.
That does sound really good.
But Oreos is commemorating the wedge-shaped Halloween candies in cookie form. So there you go. Look for that out there and see if you'll enjoy that. It's something new and different. And I guess it says here Target, maybe other retailers as well will have that. So anyhow, trivia we're going to do in just a little while, the Texas Renaissance Festival. We have some tickets that we're going to give away. And also, now, you don't watch The X Factor, do you? No, you don't watch television.
No.
That's right. What? Hello? What's up? Hello?
Are you on the air?
I am now.
We're on the good. Make sure we're on the air because we don't bake. So Scott and I brought you a pizza.
We did. We brought.
Boys, you're so sweet.
A cat pizza.
Yeah, I went way out. It's a Totino's pizza. I decorated with pepperonis.
Oh,
that's
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
But I will not sing.
No,
all right. I don't want you to sing, Kevin.
Okay. That's awesome. Aww. All right, there's your birthday
so sweet.
For you. Oh, that's
thank
all right.
You.
That's okay, and you know, next year maybe. I don't know. Is there anything else unusual that you would want to eat rather than a birthday cake for your birthday?
We could have a baked salmon next year. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, let's do that at 7:45.